Greetings from the Simon Schmidt podcast. I'd like to welcome you guys all back. Thank you very, very much for all the messages I received from my last podcast on Ruthless. I hope you're making those changes and being ruthless on yourself. It's just so amazing to get messages from friends, family, people I've never met that listen to these podcasts, and it makes an impact on them, and they use some of the tips and advice that I give and put it into play in their personal lives, and it makes a difference. And it's the reward for me is so motivating to keep delivering more content, and with such an easy platform like Anchor, which makes it so easy, it's just such a joy to be able to do these podcasts. So as you would have noticed, there's been a rebrand from I'm Simon to Simon Schmidt. And this last month, doing the website, which you can have a look at on www.simonschmidt.co, which I am incredibly proud of. And I've had an amazing friend help me, Karen. Karen, I know you're listening to my podcasts. We've had a friendship for 20 years. She has been an amazing friend to me. We've always seemed to have kept in contact through the 20 years. And when we started this process of the rebrand, she wanted to help me and with some advice. And she's an expert in what she does. She says to me, she asked me, says, "So tell me about I'm Simon." So I'm explaining to her about I'm Simon. It's about me and it's about my experiences and my journey. And she's like, "You do know it's not about you and it's about your clients." And I was like, "That's a very good point." So the rebrand was born. I'm forever grateful. I love our friendship. You mean the world to me. And I can't thank you enough for all your help and your advice. And the best is yet to come for both of us. So today has been a very special day for me. I've officially moved to London. And I've had an amazing day today spending time with my family. And just, I took a very slow walk back home tonight. It's amazing weather and it's a beautiful evening. And I just wanted to sink everything in, an amazing time with my family, and just let everything sink in, because we've all gone through big changes and sometimes we don't take time to let the change sink in and what we've accomplished and what we've achieved and be proud of ourselves in the big steps that we've taken in our lives to try and transition into something better or more opportunities or whatever that may be. So I really wanted this afternoon, I wanted to soak it up, soak it all up. And over this last 90 days, I have been ruthless on myself in my autogenic conditioning. And what I mean by autogenic conditioning is repeating a story to yourself. Mine is what I want to be, do, and have. Some of my clients, it's about what their goals are, what they're grateful for. It's very bespoke to each person, but I know this is not the I'm Simon podcast, but my personal mantra is what I want to be, do, and have. And I say it out aloud every single morning, 5 times in front of a mirror, and 5 times in the evening in front of a mirror. And it does, even though you're doing it by yourself, it does sometimes feel incredibly awkward and embarrassing, even though there's no one in the room. But the difference it's made for my clients and for myself has been absolutely remarkable. And this, I have these feelings today of joy, happiness, excitement. I'm grateful. all these positive words that are just filling out. They're like almost spewing out of my mouth. I feel it so much. And I think, is from doing this intensive work of this autogenic conditioning, by saying these words out aloud, five times in the morning, five times in the evening, I believe my words. And when you believe something strong enough, it will come true. Fact. You know, Joyce Meyer is a world-renowned author. She's very, very well respected. She does an amazing show with, she did one recently with John Maxwell, who also uses these kind of tips. Change your words, change your life. She's actually written a book on that. Change your words, change your life. And if you can just change the words that you use, you do that for 28 days, the difference that you'll have in your relationships, in your friendships, in your interactions with work colleagues, your decision process, how you interact with strangers, it's only good. It's actually great. And then on this walk back, thinking to myself, if I hadn't been so ruthless on this autogenic conditioning on myself, how would I be feeling today? And I can tell you right now, the number one word that comes up is anxious. I'd be anxious. I'd be apprehensive. I'd be overwhelmed. And I feel zero of those things. Zero. And with change, you know, change is big. It's that, you know, the word fear. You can fuck everything and run, or you can face everything and recover. But if you've said positive words to yourself enough times, you believe it so strongly that you eliminate all sense of fear. It's almost like bluffing yourself through it. So I'm sitting here at home and just so immensely grateful for the opportunities I've had and that have been opened up to me by a family in London who I've worked with for some time now. And just feeling such joy and feeling so loved and so happy. Like, I mean, you know, podcasting and sitting here by yourself and talking can be quite overwhelming. And, you know, you sometimes struggle to deliver the content you want and get the message across because, you know, I don't have the luxury of having an editing team. And but I can't tell you how I'm smiling. I'm just so excited about the future. And what I want to share with you guys today, and the main topic about what I'd like to talk to you about and give you some advice on, is change your words and you change your life. So if you tell yourself, I'm feeling lethargic, I've got no energy, I don't like my life, she doesn't love me, how am I going to cope with this breakup? You're going to stop believing it. And then you're going to get caught up in this vortex of pain and this vortex of wasting time. And time is something you cannot buy, and you can't get the time back 2 minutes ago, 2 months ago, 2 years ago. But if you can change your words, it's instant. The change in you will be instant. You know, I joke with clients and with friends, you know, when somebody talks to you in quite a strong tone, I'll say, listen, change your tone and then we can talk. For those of you listening, our friends and clients, you'll know that saying comes up a lot, change your tone. And it's just, it's so true. If you can change your tone and you can change your words, you change your life. And it's incredibly powerful. So tonight's tip, I want you to change the words that you use. I want you to write down five, let's make it very simple, five words that you use that are negative. And I want you to replace them with five words that are positive. And you be ruthless on that. Those words don't exist anymore. Can't. Well, I was taught as a young kid, I want doesn't get. But can't. Don't like. No. You know. You can personalize your own list and replace them with five positive words. And I'd love you to let me know how that's made a difference to you. Have a look at my website. All my details are on there. www.simonschmee.co. Very proud of my website. I know I've mentioned that twice. Thanks, Karen. Second time. And ask me anything. Ask me questions. I'm happy to give advice and share my experiences with you and my results I've had from clients and successes I've had with clients with using these kind of systems, implementing these systems into their daily routine. And I'm going to continue delivering more great content. I've got an interview lined up with Callum Cook, co-founder of PT Minder, this week. We'll launch that podcast next week. And an amazing platform for trainers and coaches on the technical side of how to scale your business. Really excited to do the interview. But that's it for tonight from Sai. Change your tone, change your words, and you change your life. Cheers for now. Bye.